and conditions apply.
Buy, renew, and track your radiation license online with ease through the new Radiation Protection Authority e-licensing platform. Fast, simple, and secure. Stay compliant while protecting workers, the public, and the environment from harmful effects of ionizing radiation. Visit us at Exploration House, Government Road, Lusaka, or rpa.gov.zm. Call us on 0956-319-080. Email radiation@rpa.gov.zm. Radiation Protection Authority, a credible regulator ensuring a radiation safe environment and proud sponsor of the Hot FM News Bulletin.
The Hot FM Main News.
Hello, good afternoon. Welcome to the Hot FM Main News at 12 hours. Today, Thursday, the 29th of January, 2026. With a real view of 31 degrees Celsius, it's currently 24 degrees Celsius in Lusaka this afternoon. The headlines. President Hichilema says IMF review completion opens doors for investment. Secretary to the Cabinet warns the politically ambitious permanent secretaries to resign or face dismissal. And heavy gunfire and blasts ahead near airport in Niger's capital.
The Hot FM News with Hugh Jempampundu.
Thank you so much for joining us on other news in detail. President Hage Hichilema says the completion of the sixth and final review of the International Monetary Fund Extended Credit Facility ECF program has opened opportunities for increased investment in the country. Speaking during the annual greeting of the diplomatic corps, President Hichilema said the development has created space for Zambia to do more trade and development for the benefit of its people. The head of state has emphasized that the IMF program was not designed for the fund itself, but for Zambia, as it provided support to implement critical reforms across various sectors of the economy. The president has thanked cooperating partners and diplomats for the support rendered during the debt restructuring process, which he said is now about 94% complete. And President Hichilema has expressed concern over conflict of the African continent, which is affecting development and is calling for stability.
And we're committed to clearance of landmines on our continent and, of course, in other parts of the world. And that's why we don't need conflict. We don't need conflict. What we need is developed colleagues. We don't need conflict. On the African Union, we're very active. Zambia is very active. And peace, and security, stability. We're concerned about Eastern DRC. You all know that. We're concerned about many of our countries where there are trouble spots because we believe that instability anywhere is instability everywhere.
Secretary to the Cabinet, Patrick Kangwa, has aged all permanent secretaries across various government ministries who harbor political ambitions to immediately resign or risk being dismissed as Zambia enters a period of heightened political activity ahead of this year's general elections. Speaking during the first senior public service management meeting of 2026, Mr. Kangwa has emphasized that the loyalty of all permanent secretaries must be to the Constitution of Zambia. He said the permanent secretaries must remain non-partisan while ensuring that government operations are not disrupted despite being an election year. Mr. Kangwa has further aged the permanent secretaries to ensure continuity of government operations during the 90-day pre-election period when ministers vacate office and to provide timely updates on the implementation of cabinet decisions.
Our loyalty to the Constitution of the Republic of Zambia, to the duly elected government of the day, and to the Zambian people must be unquestionable. I want to repeat here, those of you who have political intentions are guided to resign immediately. Do not tempt us into implementing the necessary regulations and guidelines we have. I will not hesitate to remove any public service worker taking part in politics, it be for the ruling government or for the opposition. How will the public service run if in an office you have a PF director, a UPNDPS? What will we be doing in the offices? Will we deliver for the Zambian people?
Now, newly elected Tonse Alliance President Brian Mundubile has accused the President Hage Hichilema of promoting division through his public statements and political appointments. Speaking during Thursday's edition of the Hot Seat program, Mr. Mundubile has alleged that President Hichilema's speeches have contained language with the potential to divide the country. He has further claimed that the president has entrenched division through political appointments, which he said have not been made in accordance with Article 259 of the Constitution of Zambia.
If President Hakainde Hichilema has been very divisive in his language, the reason why the country is divided today should be blamed squarely on President Hakainde Hichilema. He's been very divisive in his approach, in his language. The starting point is a leader, the language the leader uses. And secondly, there are a number of interventions, Chisha. If you go to our constitution, for instance, and specifically Article 259, it talks about appointments. It talks about... So today, I would challenge anyone, take a list, random list of the last 500 appointments to key positions in government. You only draw one conclusion, that they've not been done in accordance with Article 259. So there's a way that you can bring about unity, using the law or indeed just your leadership.
Meanwhile, Mr. Mundubile said the announcement of the alliance's running mate and special purpose vehicles will follow the submission of proposals and deliberations by the Council of Leaders, which he noted will take place soon.
We'll cross the bridge when we get there. Very soon that will be discussed. Remember, like I pointed out, the name will be proposed, it will be presented to the Council of Leaders, and after ratification, you obviously be told. We'll be meeting in the background, there are a few consultations here and there, and we'll come up with a name not too long from now. So at our earliest meeting, we'll be able to come up with a special purpose vehicle and announce to the nation.
In more news this afternoon, Finance and National Planning Minister Dr. Stumbeko Musokotwane says the UPND administration has delivered and performed beyond expectations since taking office. Dr. Musokotwane said the government has managed to stabilize the economy and made significant progress in areas such as debt restructuring, mining and the energy sector, among others. Speaking during the 2021 to 2025 economic performance and the 2026 budget economic outlook town hall meeting, Dr. Musokotwane said the government is working to make Zambia a more attractive investment destination comparable to countries such as Malaysia and Indonesia.
This government is leadership on the issue of the discussion. 4 years ago, our team, mining sector, the one that pays the foreign exchange, the one that today pays the most taxes, that industry was on its knees. Then that industry has been delivered and production is steadily going up towards our 3 million tons target.
Meanwhile, Bank of Zambia Governor Dr. Denny Kalialia said inflation could fall to the target range of 6%, provided the country does not experience external shocks or economic pressures. And Secretary to the Treasury Felix Nkulukusa said Zambia is expected to outperform its regional peers as economic growth has become more resilient.
2026 is 4.6, 2027 4.6, 2028 4.5. Zambia 6.4 in 2026, 6.5 in 2027, and 5.1 in 2028. This is our projection that we see. And even when you go backwards, how did we perform the last 3 years? Zambia has been on the higher side compared to Sub-Saharan Africa. So this means that we are performing better than Sub-Saharan Africa, and we appreciate because this growth is being driven by the private sector.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
Former Commerce, Trade and Industry Minister Bob Sichinga has expressed doubt over Zambia's latest inflation figures, saying he does not believe the reported drop to 9.4% from over 11% for January 2026. Zambia's annual inflation rate declined to 9.4% in January 2026, down from 11.2% recorded in December 2025. In an interview, Mr. Sichinga says inflation does not change in the manner being portrayed within such a short period, adding that the figures do not reflect the economic realities being experienced by ordinary citizens. He has further noted that even if the figures were correct, a reduction in the inflation rate does not necessarily translate into lower prices, saying the people want the government to implement measures that will reduce the cost of living.
But I don't believe the figures. I don't believe those figures. Generally speaking, inflation does not change in the manner that has been depicted. No macroeconomic, even under macroeconomic situation, do rates change to the extent that this is reflecting. In a month, you cannot adjust to by that amount. So I'm questioning the accuracy, okay, and the integrity of those figures. Even if they were correct, a drop in the inflation rate does not interpret into lower prices. What one is asking for is to reduce the cost of living. The cost of living is in the prices that are reflected in the marketplace, not